Americans during John F. Kennedy's presidency.
Muslim House Representative Keith Ellison testified before the inquiry panel on Thursday. He challenged the basis of the hearings, which are led by Republican lawmaker Peter King.
As the title of the hearing suggests, asserts that the entire community bears responsibility for the violent acts of individuals. Targeting of the Muslim American community for the actions of a few is unjust. I am concerned that the focus of today's hearing may increase suspicion of the Muslim American community, ultimately making us all a little less safe.
Later during his testimony, Ellison broke into tears when recounting the story of Muhammad Salman Hamdani, a 23-year-old Muslim American firefighter who died while saving others during the September 11 attacks. A number of Democratic lawmakers say the hearings are inappropriate and that they could add to suspicions against Muslim Americans. The inquiries have also drawn condemnation by religious figures.
First of all, we believe that they are factually wrong. Second, we believe that they are counterproductive. Third, we believe that they are contrary to fundamental principles of America. And fourth, and I don't say this at all lightly, we believe that they are counter to central teachings of the Christian faith.
But King, the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, has defended the hearings. He has alleged that mosques in the U.S. are a breeding ground for radical attitudes and insists that the inquiries must go on at any cost.
That I remain convinced that these hearings must go forward, and they will. There is nothing radical or un-American in holding these hearings.
Muslim communities in the U.S. say the hearings unfairly single out Muslims. They fear that they could have serious repercussions. Human Rights Watch has also expressed deep concern that the inquiries will unjustly conflate Islam with violence.